41, Isaiah 41, verse number 10. That's where we'll preach from tonight. Please stand in honor of God's word. The Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Kind Father, we come this evening confessing our great need of thee tonight. Lord, we know that we're weak and that we're inadequate. Lord, we're humbled to stand behind this holy desk tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus for a holy unction from thee. We ask you for a special anointing that we'll be able to say and do everything that you would have us to tonight. Lord, we've not come to impress people. Lord, we've not come for the applause or the accolades of men. We've come seeking your approval. We've come because we adore you. We come because we want to worship you. We want to lift you up. And Lord, we want your people to be edified. Lord, if there be any lost sinner among us, we pray that you'll save them before it's everlasting and eternally too late. Again, Father, we do thank you for this church and, Lord, for all that she's meant to us through the years. And we thank you for her pastor, for Brother Willie, and for his good family. And we pray that you'll continue to bless them. And I pray, God, that you'll send a Holy Ghost fire down upon this church, upon this people. You'll have your will and your way with each of us tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach tonight on living without fear. The text starts off by saying, "Fear thou not." Amen. Fear thou not. You can find the word fear in the Bible some 400 times. And then he goes on to say, "Be not dismayed." And the word "dismayed" can be found 31 times in the Bible. We'll define the words "fear" and "dismayed" for you, not to insult your intelligence, but just so that you understand where we're going. The word "fear" means to be afraid. It means to be affrighted. It means to be apprehensive or alarmed. It speaks of uneasiness of mind. We live in a country today that is full of fear. Mm-hmm. Amen. We have a fearful people. Everywhere you go, you have to look over your shoulder today. Amen. I'm glad that I have a God that has my back.
Amen.
The word "dismayed" means to be bewildered or disheartened. Means scared or deprived of courage or terrorized. In other words, when the writer of the book of Isaiah says, "Fear thou not and be not dismayed," he's saying, don't be troubled. Don't be terrified. I believe that when troubles and trials and tragedies come, and they will come, say amen. When dangers and difficulties and darkness comes, I believe that this passage of Scripture is telling you and I, don't panic. Do not be frightened. Do not be flustered. Do not fret. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Amen. God has this. Amen. You say, what does God have? I believe He has control. of the whole universe. Right. I believe that He's in control of the whole world. Amen. Mm-hmm. I believe that He's in control of the United States of America. Yeah. President Obama does not have control. Amen. Right. Hillary will not have control. Yeah. Trump will not have control. Right. God has control. He's always been in control. Amen. Right. With Him in control, you and I can live without fear.
Right.
Whether or not people will admit it, I believe everybody is indeed fearful of one thing or another. Some are fearful of failing. Some are fearful of falling. Amen? Some are afraid of their families. Amen? There are some husbands that wouldn't dare spend a dime without asking his wife. Amen. That's not what I mean. I just had to throw that in there. I believe some folks are afraid of their family. Amen. They're afraid of what they'll say. They're afraid of what they'll do. Some folks are afraid of their friends. Some are afraid of their foes. Some are afraid of fire. Some are afraid of water. People are afraid of drowning. There are people in this world that are afraid of germs. Once Melanie and I were in a store, I believe it was, what do you call that store? Bed, Bath, and Beyond. She was around there looking around. And I was looking around, and I was looking at a shelf, and I was real close to something, looking at something on the shelf. And I took one step back, and I bumped into somebody. And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And when I put my hand on the lady's shoulder, she hollered, "Ah, don't touch me, don't touch me." And she had clothes all the way up to her neck and gloves on. She was a germaphobe. Mm. Amen. I didn't know what in the world she was doing there. Amen. Afraid of germs, you better not, get out in the public. Some folks are afraid of snakes. I don't like snakes. Amen. I don't even like dead snakes. I went hunting one time with a preacher friend of mine that's gone on to be with the Lord. The lady was with me. We went to Wiggins, and before we went to the stand, the preacher said, "Brother Eddie, there's a lot of rattlesnakes up here." And he said, "Some big rattlesnakes up here." And he said, "But whatever you do, don't shoot if you see a rattlesnake." I said, "Brother, you don't have to worry about me shooting." I said, "I'm going to be screaming and kicking and hollering, and I'm going to fire off every bullet that I can see as I leave the woods when I see a rattlesnake." Amen. That's how I feel about snakes. And yeah. Some folks are afraid of spiders and rodents and bugs. Amen. And so I believe everybody's afraid of something. Nobody likes to appear foolish. Nobody likes to be thought of as foolish because of something that they've done or something that they said, something that they believe, the way they dress, the place they go. However, I believe the thing that people fear the most is the fear of the unknown. Amen. Somebody will say, "Well, what's going to happen next? Or what if this happens? Or what if that happens?" Amen. There are people that like to take every situation to the worst case scenario. Amen. That's because they're afraid. They're afraid of life itself. Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Amen. I believe that. I believe this. I believe that the devil wants all people to fear. It doesn't matter what it is, just so long as people are afraid to get saved, and saved people are afraid to obey God and honor God. I believe that the devil is the father of fear. I believe that he is the head of terrorists. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, you can say whatever you want. There are folks that say, God and the Bible and Allah are the same God. Mm-hmm. Not the same God. Amen. I believe Satan and Allah and Baal and Beelzebub, same God.
Yeah.
Amen. Huh? That's right. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Satan is the head terrorist. I believe that he wants us to be afraid, but we need to understand that fear is not from God.
Right.
2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Right.
Fear will deter you and I from the will of God. Fear will discourage you and I from the work of God. Fear will cause you and I, it'll cause us to stop doing God's work, stop obeying God's will. I believe you and I need to understand when fear affects us in a negative manner, we ought to immediately and automatically know that's not from God.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. If you get afraid, you don't have to be afraid of all these terrorists. Amen. You don't have to be afraid of the economy. You don't have to be afraid of the way the world's going. I believe God's people ought to be burdened. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe we ought to be sad for the lost sinners that are not going to heaven. Amen.
Right.
Ought to be burdened about those that are being left behind. It might get bad for you and I before we leave here. But one thing about it is that we're going home one day. Can
right.
you say amen?
Right.
Fear. I believe this. I believe that living without fear is the Christian way. I believe that living without fear is the will of God. Therefore, I believe that living without fear is a commandment of God. And no, I want you to notice the commandment in the text. Fear thou not.
Right.
That is a commandment, but it doesn't stop right there. That's not the end of the verse. It goes on to give you and I several good reasons why we should live without fear.
Right.
I want to share those things with you tonight. If you would listen quickly, I'll preach quickly. I believe that we can and we should live without fear. Number one, because of God's presence. I want you to notice the text says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee."
Right.
By the way, that's God's name, I am. Amen.
Right.
And notice he says, "I am with thee." That word "with" means that that he is accompanying you and I.
Right.
Amen. The word "with" means to be accompanied by something or by someone. I believe this tonight. I believe that God is before us. I believe that God is beside us.
Yeah.
I believe that God is behind us. I believe that God is with us. And even more than that, He is within you and I.
Amen. Yeah.
And so you and I should never fear because of the presence of an Almighty God.
Right.
He is omnipresent. He is always everywhere present.
Right.
I believe that He's with us from the very moment we wake up in the morning till the time we go to bed at night. Amen. I believe that He's with us all during the night. I believe that He is with you and I from our spiritual birth till our death. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms. Psalm number 40. 46. Psalm number 46. I want you to notice something about God and His presence. The Bible says in Psalm number 46, verse number 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That means that He is accessible. That means that He is near. He's very near at all times. Amen.
Right.
Listen, I believe that He's near. I believe that He's here tonight. Can you say amen?
Amen?
When I go home, He's with me in the car. When I get to the house, He's with me every step that I take.
Right.
Amen. I believe that today. I want you to notice something else. He says, therefore, will we not fear. He's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. He says, you know, let all these bad things happen, but you still don't have to fear because God is a present God, a very present God.
Right. Amen.
I believe you and I don't have to fear. We can live without fear because of God's presence. I believe the Lord is with you in every single place. I believe when you turn your light off in your bedroom and go to your bed, I believe that He's there with you. Amen.
Right.
I believe when you got to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, I believe that He's right there. Amen. I believe that He's with you when you go from the house to the car. I believe when you drive the car that He's with you. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
I believe when you board an elevator that God is with you if you're saved. I believe when you get on a plane, God is with you. When you're at home, He's with you. When you're on the job, He's with you. When you're at play, He is with you. When you're out to war, He is with you. I believe God is a very present help. He says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." He's with you in every place. He's with you during every period. I believe that He's with you and I during every period of time. Y'all believe that? Day or night, youth or old age. He's with you in public times. He's with you in private times. Remember that. Amen. Next time you think nobody's looking at and you've got some smut on the TV, I want you to understand if you're a child of God, God sees. And He's right there with you. Amen. You're submitting the Holy Spirit to smut. I believe that's what they make, you know, what they call that remote controls for, so you can change the channel. Amen. Now listen, I believe that the Lord is with us at all times. I believe that He's with us in every single time zone. I believe no matter where you go across this country, that He's with you. No matter where you go in this world, the Lord is with you. That's what He said. It's a promise right there in Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with you. If you're born again, He's with you today. He's with you in the good times. He's with you in the bad times. God is with us at all times. I believe that does not exclude you and I from fear. I want to encourage you. I want you to be helped. I don't know what the days ahead have in store for us before we leave here. But I believe that the devil's going to try to scare us. I believe that he already is trying to put fear in our hearts. But, I mean, you may not be able to help it if you have fear come into your heart or your mind. But you don't have to linger in that. Amen.
Right.
Listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 56:3. What time I am afraid, he says, I will trust thee. That's what we need to learn to do. Amen. When you get afraid, just trust God. Just remember that He said, fear thou not. You know what, God? I don't have to fear, devil, because God said, I am with thee. I believe the Lord is with you through any problem, even the problems that we cause ourselves. Amen?
Right.
There's no problem too small for God to solve. There's no problem that is too large for God to solve. Amen? Nothing too big for God. You may have a marital problem. You might have a parental problem. You might have a maternal problem, a fraternal problem, an occupational problem, an educational problem. You might have a financial problem, a physical, a mental, emotional, or a spiritual problem. And He's with you in those problems.
Right.
Listen, I believe this. I believe He's with us in disturbances. I believe that He's with us in diseases. I believe that He'll be with us in the doctor's office. Amen. I believe that He'll be with you in divorce. I believe that He's with us in division. I believe that He's with us in desertion. I believe when there's danger, He's with us. When there's difficulty, He is with us. When there's distress, He is with us. When there's depression, He is with you and I. When there's defection, He's with us. When there's dysfunction and disability, when you have a dire need, He's with you. When you're dog tired, He's with you. In death, He will be with you.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
Amen. We can live without fear because of God's presence. Number two, I believe that you and I can live without fear because of God's person. Now He says, fear thou not. Why? Because I am with you, He says. Then He says, be not dismayed. Don't be terrified. Don't panic. Why? For I am thy God. Again, you find that phrase, I am. That is His name. I am that I am. Can you say amen? He is the eternally existent God. He is our God. Notice that word, thy. T-H-Y. For I am thy God. That is a personal, possessive word. It means your. It means, you know what that means? That means that the God of the Bible, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, is my God. Now that means a lot. Amen? That means that I do not have to be dismayed. I do not have to live with fear. The question tonight, is He your God? Are you saved? Are you really saved? Or do you just pretend to be saved? How many of y'all remember Psalm number 23? Y'all remember that? The shepherd's song. Y'all tell me what that says. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Now He didn't say the Lord is a shepherd. That would equate Him with all the founders of religions. Allah does not compare to God. Amen? Krishna does not compare to God. Amen? No other false god or any other founder of religion compares to our God. The Lord is my shepherd. He's not a shepherd. He didn't say the Lord is the shepherd. All that would do is set Him apart and above from everybody else. Now that would be true because He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. He is the chief shepherd. But He's more than a shepherd. More than the shepherd. He is my shepherd.
Right.
What that indicates to me is a relationship. Amen? And when you have a relationship with God, then you'll have a realization. God is my God. Amen? God is with me. He is my shepherd. Hey, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be terrorized. I do not have to panic. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. God is my God.
Right.
Can you say amen? Look at Psalm number 27. I wonder how many of you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. If He's your shepherd, say amen.
Amen.
All right, if He isn't, you need to make Him your shepherd. He's my God. He is my shepherd. You know what else He is? He's my Father. Amen. He's my Creator. He's my Redeemer. He is my God. In Psalm number 27 and verse number 1, the Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? How about that? He's my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? My light, my salvation, the strength of my life. He's my God. Amen. He's my shepherd. He is my everything. That means He's my navigator. He is my Savior. He's my invigorator. He is my protector. I believe that He can direct you no matter how dark it gets.
Yeah, right.
I believe He can save you no matter how sinful you are.
Right.
I believe He can energize you no matter how exhausted you are. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe that He can defend you no matter how defenseless you are. I believe we can live without fear because of the person of an Almighty God.
Right.
Not only because of His presence, not only because of His person, but I want you to notice something else in the text. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I believe we can and should live without fear because of God's power. Amen. He said, I will. That phrase means most assuredly, surely, without a doubt. God, when God has resolved, I believe He'll do whatever He says He's going to do. I will strengthen thee. I will make you strong. I will encourage you. I'll give you courage. I believe that God is not only omnipresent, but He is omnipotent. He is the all-powerful God.
Man.
He has all power in heaven and earth. I believe you and I do not ever have to be afraid of living a Christian life. I believe that He'll give us strength to do every task He's ever asked us to do. Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Turn with me, if you would, to Philippians chapter 4. Most of you know this. 4:13. Y'all know that verse? Huh? Somebody quote that verse for me. For I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen? I want you to look at that verse. I You know what that is? That's personal power. Can. I can. That's positive power. I can do. That's practical power. I can do all things. That's perfect power through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Right.
I like that. It's powerful strength. Amen. I mean, the one that you and I rely on, the one that strengthens us, the one that indwells us, has all power in heaven and in earth. All the power of atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, nuclear bombs, they don't compare to His power. I think I read somewhere the other day that at Niagara Falls they have these things called hydroelectric plants. And they use the water of the Niagara River to power some places in Canada and a great part of New York City. Not only one of those plants, if I understand right, has the ability to light 24,100 watt light bulbs at one time. That's a lot of power. But God's power is greater than that. Amen. Any day. I believe that you and I have access to the most unused power source in the world. And that is the power of God, the Holy Spirit, that is in you and I. Listen, in His strength, you and I can stand. In His strength, you and I can speak. In His strength, you and I can serve Him faithfully. In His strength, you and I can sing for Him joyfully. In His strength, you and I can win souls. In His strength, you and I can shout. See, y'all are afraid to praise the Lord a little bit. Amen? But see, the Lord's with you, and He's your God, and He deserves a little bit better than that.
Amen.
And if I just didn't want to scare you half to death, I'd show out just a little bit for Him. And if the Holy Ghost shouts me before the week's up, then that's what I'll do. Amen. I'll just cut a rug right down the middle there. But I believe He gives you and I strength to perform His will. No matter what the opposition is, no matter what the hindrance is, no matter what the obstacle is, He gives us strength to persevere in His work, to carry on. Even when we don't feel like carrying on,
right.
He gives us strength to prevail in His war against sin and self and Satan and society. Fear thou not. I believe you and I should live without fear. I believe we can, we should, because of God's presence, because of His person, because of His power. I want you to notice in the text, Isaiah 41:10, notice the next phrase. He says, yea, I will help thee. Now I like that word, yea. It's mentioned twice there. It means yes, yes, but more. What it is an emphatic expression of an affirmation that is enforced concerning a statement or an action. Yea, yes, I will. Most assuredly, absolutely, without a doubt, I will help. The word help there means to succor. It means to aid. It means to assist. It literally means to surround you. When I need help, God surrounds me. Amen? God is, I don't know about you, but I need a lot of help. I make a lot of messes. I need help to be the husband that God wants me to be. I need help to be the father that I need to be. Amen. I need help to be the grandparent that I need to be. Amen. I need help to be the child of God that I need to be. I need His help to be the Christian that He wants me to be. To be the church member that He wants me to be. To be the preacher and the pastor that He wants me to be. To be the soul winner. I don't know about you, but I need help. I don't have this thing figured out. But He does.
Right.
Amen. And so I rely on His help. He provides us with all the help we need. Hebrews 13:6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Right.
And I will not fear what man will do unto me.
Right.
You know what? He provides help for me in troubles. He provides help for me in trials and in tribulations. And in tragedy and in turmoil, when there's trauma, when there's tension, when there's terrorism, the Lord is my helper.
Right.
I don't have to fear what man will do unto me. I want you to consider some things. help that the Lord has provided you and I with. He saved us from sin's penalty.
Right.
Amen. He shelters us from the storm's plight. He shields you and I from Satan's procedures. He safeguards us from society's persecutions and problems. He strengthens us from sin's pressure. Psalm number 121, verse number 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Then he goes on to say, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. My help, your help, my God, he's the creator of everything. Fear thou not. Be not dismayed. Amen. We can live without fear because of his presence, because of his person, because of his power, because of God's provision of heaven. Alright? I want you to notice number 5. I want you to notice number 5. I got 2 more just so you know. 2 more. Number 5. I want you to notice the next statement. He says, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So you have his presence, you have his person, you have his power, you have his provision, but you also have God's preservation. And that's why you and I do not have to live in fear. He says, yea, most assuredly, I will without a doubt uphold thee. Now he doesn't only lift us up, but he upholds us.
Right.
Amen. The Lord's got me right under the armpits. Amen. I'm weak in the knees right now. If he didn't hold me up, I'd probably just about faint. The Bible says in Psalm 37 and verse 17, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Right. I want you to notice something, please. I want you to notice something. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm number 37. I want you to see these verses. Maybe you won't see them like I see them, but these verses are a blessing to me. Psalm number 37. Psalm number 37. And I want you to notice 2 verses, 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall. Anybody here ever fell? Huh? Don't look at me like that. Nobody here better than I am. We all have a problem with sin. Isn't that right? Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Alright, now look at that. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Now, you remember these verses in John chapter 10. You look at Psalm 37. I'm going to read these verses. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You know what happens to me when I fall, when I sin? You know where I fall? I don't lose my salvation. I don't fall out of grace. Amen. I fall into the hands of an Almighty God.
Alright?
I'm there the whole time. God's hands are so big. I can't fall out of His hand. I believe that the God that you and I serve is so big, if He moved, He'd bump into Himself. Amen? I'm not being ugly. I'm not being irreverent. I believe God is that big. Amen. I believe He has me and you in His hands. Praise the Lord. He is upholding us. He's sustaining us. He is keeping us fast. He's maintaining me. He is following me closely. He is preserving me forever. I'm glad that it doesn't depend upon me.
Amen.
To hold on or to hold out. Because you know what? If it did, I might let go and have let go. But you know what? He never let me go. Amen. I like that. Psalm 37, look at it again. Psalm 37, verse number 8. The Bible says, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. This is Old Testament security of the believer. And forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. Now, some of you look pickled, but I want you to know, if you're saved, you are preserved forever. Amen? Listen, I believe this, and I'm not being irreverent, but I'm as saved as Jesus is saved. You know when I'll be lost? When He dies or when He lies. That's right. He'll never die again. He already died once and He rose again the third day. And it's impossible for Him to lie. Isn't that right? I believe this. I believe that I'm so saved that I could swing across hell on a rubber band and not get burned. We're preserved. Amen. I believe if I go to hell, that Jesus will be right there with me and I won't get burned. He was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire of the furnace. I believe He's with me there too. Amen. I believe you and I are preserved forevermore. I believe He preserves us so we can worship Him gladly, so we can walk with Him faithfully, so we can work for Him joyfully, so that you and I can witness of Him boldly. One more thing, and I'll close. This is not in the text. I'll read another verse. I believe you and I can live without fear, should live without fear because of God's promises. Amen. God is faithful to His word. None of His promises will ever fail. You can believe every promise. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. You know what that means? That means that the promises of God in Christ are true and trustworthy. Everything that I've said is a promise of God. We can believe God on the promise of His presence, on the promise of His person, on the promise of His power, on the promise of His provision, on the promise of His protection. Amen. You can go on and on. You can believe God on the promise of His prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. When you pray, He'll hear. Amen. He'll answer. I believe you can believe God's promises on pardon. Amen. Has God ever saved your soul? Say amen.
Amen.
If He can save your soul, then He can do anything else. There's not a soul here, not on earth, that can save one little soul. God can save everyone who believes. Amen. I believe He's worthy tonight.
Amen.
I believe you and I do not have to live in fear. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Living without fear. I believe what we ought to do is only fear God. What does the Bible say? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's wise to fear God. Head back, eyes closed. Pastor will come. Pianist, song leader. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I don't know what anybody's facing, what anybody will face. But whatever it is, you don't have to be afraid. God is with us. He's our God. He'll strengthen you. He'll help you. He'll hold you up. Let me say this tonight in the invitation, and I'll close it, let Brother Willie have it. Don't let fear stop you from trusting Jesus. If you're here and you're not saved, would you trust the Lord Jesus right here by now? You don't have to fear another thing if you trust the Lord Jesus. Don't let fear stop you from telling sinners about Jesus. Don't be afraid of rejection. You're not going to win everybody that you talk to. A lot of folks aren't soul winners because they're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid they're not prepared. They're afraid they're not going to be able to say the right thing. God's called us to be soul winners. Don't let fear stop you from trying to serve. Fear of persecution. Fear of incarceration. Fear of intimidation. Don't let fear stop you. Father, we thank You and praise You for today. We thank You for Your good word. Pray now that You'll bless the invitation in Jesus' name. Amen, Brother Willie.
Amen. What a message. I appreciate the message.